See our video on John Wesley on our YouTube channel, See Answers TV. To find it, scroll down our channel page until you reach our playlist called Dealing with Predestination, Arminianism, and Calvinism. This long version video about John Wesley already has over 111,000 viewings on YouTube at the time of this recording. This presentation here is merely a short version about John Wesley, who was into Roman Catholic mysticism and near the end of his life stated that he did not love God, never believed in God, and was an honest heathen. Thus, Methodism and United Methodism is built on a man who never believed, does not love God, and is an honest heathen. Excerpt is from our full-length YouTube video entitled The Sovereignty of God versus Man-Made Religions, Hollywood Movies, and Petty Emotionalism. To find this video on YouTube, simply go to our main YouTube channel, See Answers TV, and scroll down the channel page and click on our playlist called Dealing with Predestination, Arminianism, and Calvinism. The God of the Bible is not the same God as most imagine him to be. The underlying reasons, as we have already stated, for Wesley's theological views can best be explained by the following article found in a Lutheran publication, The Christian News, May 5th, 2008. John Wesley, founder of Methodism, quote, I never believed, end quote. The March 2007 Journal of Theology of the Church of the Lutheran Confessions reviews John Wesley, a biography, published by Erdmans in 2003. It shows that Wesley lacked faith in the God he was preaching. Tompkins reveals that John Wesley wrote to his brother Charles in June of 1766, long after his, quote, conversion, end quote, quote, I do not love God. I never did. Therefore, I have never believed in the Christian sense of the word. Therefore, I am only an honest heathen. I never had any other evidence of eternal or invisible world than I have now. And that is none at all, unless such as faintly shines from reason's glimmering ray. I have no direct witness of anything, invisible or eternal, end quote, from page 168. Tompkins comments, it is pitiful to see his faith, even after all these years, still so dependent on the vicissitudes of his emotions. Constantly to put a burden on your disciples that you have constantly failed to lift yourself is monstrous, page 169. The April 30th, 2007 Christian News published a critique of LCMS President Jerry Kiesnick's Mission Ablaze program. Kiesnick and his supporters have complained that confessional Lutherans have been so involved with emphasizing doctrinal purity that they have failed to learn from what Schultz referred to as the Protestant Fundamentalist Missiology. The July 7, 2003 Christian News published a religion news service story titled, 300 Years After His Birth, John Wesley Continues to Shape U.S. Church, end quote. RNS noted that, quote, Wesley's most direct descendants are the 10 million members of the United Methodist Church. That's not counting nearly 4 million members of churches like the African Methodist Episcopal Church, the 70 million members of the World Methodist Council, or still millions more in the Salvation Army, the Wesleyan churches, the Church of the Nazarene, and countless holiness churches. Quote, add to that the 625 million Pentecostals around the world who claim Wesley as a spiritual forebear, and you have the second largest Christian movement in the world, outpaced only by the Roman Catholic Church. Quote, now, 300 years after his birth, on June 17, 1703, perhaps no one would be more surprised by Wesley's enduring influence and the host of churches he fathered than Wesley himself. Quote, certainly he would be one of the three most influential Christian leaders as far as his effects on American religious life, end quote, said the Reverend Vincent Sion, Dean of the School of Divinity at Regent University, and author of The Century of the Holy Spirit, 100 Years of Pentecostal and Charismatic Renewal. Wesley's theological DNA is still deeply imprinted on American religion, from Billy Graham revivals and the 41% of Americans who claim to be born again, to the hospitals, universities, and social movements that were founded to usher in Wesley's era of social holiness. We all, in a way, stand in the shadow of Wesley's movement, even if we're not Protestant or not Wesleyan, said Brother Jeff Goss, who oversees ecumenical dialogue for the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. A frontier church, by the mid-1800s, fueled by frontier conversions, the Methodists were the largest Christian group in the United States. Methodists pioneered circuit riders and a sophisticated class meeting system that relied on lay leaders rather than ordained professionals. Wesley's gospel found particular appeal among the poor, illiterate, and uneducated. The fact that Wesley didn't assume that what you were born into was what you had to be is really a new patent on religion that people take for granted today, said Martin Marty, a leading church historian and professor emeritus at the University of Chicago. Methodists established a wide swath of territory from Baltimore to Kansas, where they became the typical Protestant church. Along the way, they started such educational institutions as Emory, Duke, Northwestern, and Boston universities, while championing abolition, prohibition, and civil rights. Toward the end of the 19th century, some of Wesley's followers left to form holiness churches in an effort to recover the old-time religion of emotional conversion. That split gave birth to the Nazarenes and the Salvation Army, who shed some of Wesley's cherished sacramental worship. Then, between 1900 and 1920, another split gave birth to the Pentecostals, who wanted still more emotion and spirit-filled worship. Second largest Christian movement, RNS said that, quote, the various churches founded by John Wesley account for the world's second largest Christian movement, end quote. Wesley's anti-scriptural relation with women should have been enough to disqualify him from being a pastor in any denomination. Salvation on Horseback, an article in the June 13, 2003 Wall Street Journal, noted that Orthodox Methodist biographies have chosen to overlook Wesley's desperately unhappy marriage and troubling relationship with women. The Wall Street Journal said Wesley's diaries, written in code and later published in expurgated form as publicity for the Methodist connection, record incidents that in modern society might result in prosecution for sexual harassment and assault. The late Dr. John Drekamer, the revision editor of the fourth edition of An American Translation of the Bible, in an article titled Wesley the Heretic in the May 7, 2007 issue of the Christian News, wrote, quote, Wesley's nonsense about entire sanctification led to the holiness movement, which led to Pentecostalism, note, emotionalism, in short, a whole host of doctrinal falsehoods and spiritual problems can be traced back to him. Most of the problems Lutheranism faces in America today can be discussed in terms of dealing with Wesley's legacy. So let us have no more of regarding Wesley as any sort of evangelist, much less a great one. His works righteousness, known as entire sanctification, is worse than any Romanist doctrine. I can think of only two so-called theologians who might sink lower than he, Pelagius and C.G. Finney. Every time a faithful Lutheran preacher opens his mouth, he is opposing the falsehoods of Wesley, end quote. What about the followers of John Wesley? Some of the many articles Christian News has published about the Anything Goes United Methodist Church are in the Christian News Encyclopedia. The November 29, 1965 Christian News reprinted from the November 15, 1965 National Observer a report of the Charles Y. Glock and Rodney Stark survey, which first appeared in Transaction Magazine of Washington University. It showed that the majority of Methodist clergymen shared at least some of the skepticism of founder John Wesley. Only 60% had no doubts about God's existence. Only 45% said that it is absolutely necessary to believe in Jesus as Savior. A special 64-page issue of Christian News, March 3, 1969, reprinted Jeffrey K. Haddon's A Protestant Paradox, Divided They Merge. A scientifically conducted survey showed that only 40% of Methodist clergymen accepted the virgin birth of Christ, and that only 49% accepted the resurrection of Jesus Christ as an actual historical event. Since 1969, the Methodists and most Protestants have only become more liberal. It should be noted, of course, that there are Methodists who deplore the liberalism of the United Methodist Church. The skepticism of John Wesley set the pattern for many of his followers. In conclusion, by understanding the elements in Wesley's life that influenced him, such as Roman Catholic mysticism and Wesley's own admission to be an honest heathen, it can be easily discerned why his doctrine goes against plain biblical teaching and has spawned so many false Christians within the so-called Christian church. Wesley, like Finney, is responsible for the large numbers of tares in the wheat field of God. In this day and age, the evangelical church, so greatly influenced by Wesley and Finney, there is little wonder why false and nominal so-called Christians seem to outnumber the true believers in Christ throughout the world. Wesley, a terror himself, by his own admission, has left his legacy. And it's most unfortunate. And then another video you may want to check out is John Wesley, founder of Methodism and an Arminian, said he did not love God and was an honest heathen. Now, I highly recommend you check out that video, because one reason the evangelical church is in such a mess today is because of people like him. It's people like him that are causing all this trouble and people not understanding
who God is, or what's God's power, and all these types of things. And one reason is, look at his own testimony. Look at it. John Wesley, founder of Methodism and an Arminian, said he did not love God and was an honest heathen. So do you really want to get your theology from someone who doesn't love God and who admits he's an honest heathen? Well, that's what a lot of these so-called Christian seminaries and churches and pastors and so-called scholars or whatever, they're using him. And so it's no wonder everything's a mess.
This is Larry Wessels, Director of Christian Answers of Austin, Texas, Christian Debater. Before we begin our program, I'd like to let you know that free newsletters are available from our ministry. Just email us at cdebater@aol.com and give us your mailing address, and we'll mail them out to you for free. You can also call us at 512-218-8022 and leave your address there. You can also access all our newsletters online by going to one of our three websites called BibleQuery.org. Once on the homepage, simply click on the Experience box and then scroll down to the newsletter section as shown here. Since our number one most watched video of the over 548 videos we have produced for YouTube at the time of this recording is Unpopular Bible Doctrines Number 1, The Biblical God No One Wants to Know, with over 433,000 viewings, our latest newsletter is called Unpopular Topic, How Sovereign is God? Our second most viewed YouTube video is 6-year-old wife of Muhammad was okay by the Muslim God Allah, but not by the Biblical God of Jesus, with over 341,000 viewings. We also have three newsletters available on Islam. Our video, Debate, Larry Wessels versus Two Jehovah's Witnesses at a University Study Center, currently has close to 150,000 views. See our newsletter on the Jehovah's Witnesses. Jehovah's Witnesses, Deceive Deceivers. Our video, Is Jesus God Almighty in the Flesh, meaning the second person of the Trinity, or is he something else, has over 101,000 viewings. See our newsletter, Testimony to the Eternal Godhead, the Trinity. Our video, Biography, the famous 19th century Prince of Preachers, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, a man of God, has close to 89,000 views. See two of our newsletters with lead articles from sermons by Spurgeon. Our video, UFOs, Ancient Aliens, or Beings of the Fourth Dimension, number 1, Fact or Fiction, has over 207,000 viewings. Not only do UFOs and the occult use the same disciplines, such as levitation, teleportation of objects, psychokinesis, clairvoyance, automatic writing, and telepathy, but their theologies are completely foreign to biblical Christianity. UFO theologies include everything from reincarnation and evolution to man achieving cosmic godhood, but they do not include Jesus Christ as the only mediator between God and man. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. We have two newsletters related to the world of the occult to which UFOs are a part. Our video, Former Roman Catholic Bride of Christ Nun Testifies of Abnormal Life in the Convent, has over 67,000 viewings. Our video featuring former Roman Catholic Rob Zins, who has a Master of Theology from Dallas Theological Seminary, Historical Split Between Roman Catholicism and the Christ of the Scripture, Man's Word or God's Word, has over 53,000 viewings. See our two newsletters on the subject of Roman Catholicism. Our video, Cult of Ellen G. White, number 1, Beginnings of the 19th Century Religion Called Seventh-day Adventism, has over 48,000 viewings and features former Seventh-day Adventist Wallace Slattery, who has 44 years experience with this religion. Our playlist, called Dealing with Seventh-day Adventism and Their Prophetess, features 15 videos with 14 hours of material. See our newsletter, Seventh-day Adventism, True or False? For theological music lovers, see our video, Favorite Old-Time Christian Bluegrass Gospel Music, Psalm 98, verses 4 and 5. With over 214,000 viewings. We have also posted several music videos by my own daughter, Marlena Wessels, from her CD, Win This Fight, songs she has written and performed herself. To see our music videos, please go to our main YouTube channel page. Scroll down to our multiple playlists. Arrow over to our playlist called Our Radio Shows with National Christian Authors and Music Vids. Once there, scroll down to the bottom of the playlist where the music videos are listed. I could go on and on, but this should be sufficient for now. Don't forget to check out our main YouTube channel, See Answers TV, which stands for Christian Answers Television, also which has over 19 playlists by topic, as you scroll down our channel page.